local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we say welcome to Wednesday. It is Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin. Only on News Radio Pensacola, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in and making us part of your afternoon each and every day. We appreciate it. Text line is 850-437-1620. Traffic line 2626-111. Busy day today. We start with today's top three stories. The U.S. hitting pause on a large shipment of weapons for Israel over concerns about a large-scale military offensive in Rafah.
We paused one shipment of high payload munitions. We've also been very clear about the steps that we'd like to see Israel take to account for and take care of those civilians before major combat takes place.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the move is to head off a full invasion of Rafah and to prevent civilian casualties as the ceasefire negotiations continue. It's believed to be the first time the U.S. has halted an arms shipment to Israel since its war with Hamas started. Republicans call it an underhanded attempt to withhold aid that was already approved in the recent bipartisan bill. Also, Republicans pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections.
Because there is currently an unprecedented and a clear and present danger to the integrity of our election system. And that is the threat of non-citizens and illegal aliens voting in our elections.
House Speaker Mike Johnson warned of the threat of non-U.S. citizen casting ballots today and through his support behind the SAVE Act. The legislation would require proof of American citizenship to require to vote, to register, rather. Johnson claimed America's borders are wide open under President Biden, and Democrats want to turn non-citizens into voters. And Georgia's appeals court will consider Donald Trump's appeal of a decision to not remove the district attorney from his election interference case. Back in March, a judge ruled that Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis could remain on the case if Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade was removed. Trump had tried to have Willis disqualified over her romantic relationship with Wade. It's a look at our top three stories here on this Wednesday. Local headlines right after traffic and weather together. Here's Alan Strum.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
And Austin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty good, Joe. How about yourself, bud?
Little upset.
Oh, really? Why is that?
We'll get to it later.
Okay. Let's see. Looking at what's going on the roads here, we do have an accident report on Massachusetts Avenue. This is just west of the intersection with Bridgedale Road, causing some backups traveling both east and west there, but nothing too severe at this time. Not too far from that, we got Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards where Michigan Avenue turns into Softly Field Road. Got a lot of backups traveling northbound there. No confirmation of an accident, though. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, giving you that typical evening traffic, as it always does. And then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway doing the same, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. The last main spot is, as you can probably assume, Caroline Street if you are traveling westbound towards Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
All right, very good. 4:15 here at News Radio Pensacola. Our top local story today, Ascension Sacred Heart confirming our reporting earlier today that the hospital has been affected by a data breach that seems to be affecting the entire organization, or at least different parts of the country. In a statement provided to News Radio, Ascension says that some systems have been interrupted as unusual activity on select network systems was detected earlier today. The statement goes on to say that appropriate authorities have been notified and they are working to fully investigate what information, if any, may have been affected. Ascension says their care teams initiated procedures to ensure patient care delivery continues to be safe and minimally impacted as possible. As of now, there is no confirmation what information and individuals may have been impacted. Also this morning, the suspect wanted in the shooting at I and Intendencia Streets earlier this week has turned herself in. That's 35-year-old Zirconium Dees. She's now in custody at the Escambia County Jail, being held without bond. She's charged with attempted murder and grand theft in relation to the shooting on Monday morning, in which police say the victim was shot in the head, but her injuries were not life-threatening. Down the road in Destin, another popular restaurant catching fire overnight. That's the Blue Moho Breakfast and Lunch Restaurant. Caught fire at around 2:30 this morning. Nobody was inside at the time. A couple of firefighters were dealing with some minor injuries and treated in response to that fire. State Bureau of Fire and Arson is now investigating. A 31-year-old man died after a single car accident in Pace. FHP says the man was driving on 90 near Diamond Street when he crashed into a guardrail and the car overturned in the water. He was pronounced dead at the scene, and the investigation is continuing. And the town of Century approving up to $40,000 to catch up on transcribing their public meetings. The town council authorized that expense as Mayor Luis Gomez says around 40 meetings still need to be transcribed as required by Florida law. There's no word on what the actual bill for transcription will be. The estimated cost is around $12,000, but there could be extra costs for document conversions and low-quality audio recordings. At the same meeting, Mayor Gomez proposed hiring an interim town clerk, but that motion didn't move forward when it did not get a second. 418, we'll take a break there, looking at our state and national news next on Pensacola Right Now.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So, if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Wave Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional, modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We are results-driven. Concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included, but you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Pensacola. Come see our friendly team in Pensacola and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to wavemenshealth.com and book your appointment today. Wavemenshealth.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about the marathon meeting Monday held in the Santa Rosa County Commission. Everything from discussions of whether to incorporate Navarre to an expression of great frustration by Commissioner Ray Eddington against a local journalist who was in the audience, who he even threatened to have removed if he could have, to his criticism for his fellow board members for all of their what he called fussing on the board. It was a very, very interesting meeting. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
What is this?
I forgot this song takes a boot up process. It's LL Cool J.
Oh, okay.
Going back to Cali. And
there it is.
Yeah, we're finally getting there.
All right. 420. Man, it never ceases to amaze me.
I know. Me neither. I've played that before and I've made that mistake before. Yeah, because I distinctly remember the shrill trumpet at the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've heard of it.
Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. And yeah. I've been fooled like about 17 times at this point.
That's right. 423 here, News Radio Pensacola. Joe and Austin with you here as we press on with our top state headlines today. Donald Trump's classified documents case in Florida has been indefinitely postponed. The trial was to start in late May, but now will be probably delayed until after the election. Meanwhile, his hush money trial in New York is in recess until tomorrow.
And the state of Florida is going after a new federal health care rule. The state filed a lawsuit earlier this week saying that the regulation gets in the way of its efforts to restrict transgender treatments. The rule issued by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service is meant to prevent health care programs from discriminating based on gender identity and sexual orientation. States or insurance companies who don't follow the order could be at risk of losing federal funding. It's scheduled to go into effect on July 5th.
A Central Florida woman charged with killing her 4-year-old adopted son.
What we've learned during this investigation just turns our stomach.
That's Sheriff Grady Judd in Polk County saying 36-year-old Patricia Saint-Assaire brought the child from Haiti just last year. Judd says the medical examiner discovered evidence of abuse after the boy died in an Orlando hospital, and he says detectives will file every charge possible in the case.
And a deal is ready regarding a massive renovations project for the home of the Jacksonville Jaguars. City Council President Ron Salem gave an update earlier today saying that the Jags and Mayor Donna Deegan have reached an agreement regarding changes to Everbank Stadium. When negotiations started in August, the franchise asked the city to invest more than $1 billion for upgrades and to build a new entertainment district. Just about 425 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, it's a bit more of what we've already been touching on. Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile or southbound coming from 9 Mile, we got traffic issues both ways there. Still got some minor backups on Massachusetts Avenue near the intersection with Bridgedale Road. There was an accident reported there earlier. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Michigan Avenue where it turns into Softly Field Road still has the same backups it had just about 10 minutes ago. And now we have issues on Pensacola Boulevard if you're traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, so that's always fun. Beyond that, it's going to be Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field, Caroline Street traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton, and we still have some backups actually at an intersection, Berry Hill Road and Northrop Road over in Milton as well, so if you're in that area, be on the lookout for that.
All right. Alan Strum's got the detailed forecast with the slight potential for severe weather in the forecast tomorrow.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Looking at our national news, more charges filed against a man accused of trying to shoot a pastor in a Pennsylvania church on Sunday. Of course, we talked about that earlier in the week. Video captured the moment when a 26-year-old Bernard Polite stepped up in front of Pastor Glenn Germany and tried to shoot him. He was tackled by a church deacon. And Sunday night, authorities found his cousin, Derek Polite, shot to death at the home of Bernard. And Bernard has now been charged with homicide in connection to that killing as well.
And Senate Democrats want to revive a bipartisan border bill that they say was tanked by Donald Trump. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy told reporters today he'll spend the next few weeks seeing if Republicans are interested in revisiting border negotiations.
The bill would have brought our border under control. And Donald Trump made it absolutely clear that he needed the issue of immigration to remain an open wound. He needed the border to remain a mess in order to have a shot at winning this election.
Murphy was a key negotiator in a bipartisan border deal that was ultimately rejected by Republicans back in February. Democrats say Republicans killed the bill to make the border a primary campaign issue for Trump's race for the White House.
Congress turning its attention to anti-Semitism in K-12 schools. Officials from California, New York, Maryland are facing questions from lawmakers in a hearing today over reports of anti-Semitism in their districts.
The Holocaust ended in 1945. The hate behind it has not.
That's Florida's Aaron Bean, who claims such incidents have surged in K-12 schools following Hamas's attack on Israel.
And the National Weather Service is confirming four tornadoes touched down in Michigan on Tuesday, leaving at least one person injured. A FedEx facility collapsed in Portage, about 50 miles south of Grand Rapids, and a state of emergency was declared in several counties following the storms. This comes as the Storm Prediction Center says areas of Illinois, Kentucky, Missouri, and Tennessee are all under a level 4 or 5 risk for thunderstorms.
Russian authorities say they have another American in custody days after the arrest of a U.S. soldier charged with theft. William Nykum is being held for at least 10 days, charged with petty hooliganism for allegedly being drunk and naked in public in Moscow. This after the arrest of Staff Sergeant Gordon Black, a U.S. soldier stationed in South Korea. His mother telling ABC News that she warned him against traveling to Russia, fearing that the romantic acquaintance was perhaps setting him up.
Interesting. The man suspected in the killing of a Georgia nursing student has been indicted. Jose Antonio Ibarra faces 10 charges in connection to Lakin Riley's death. He entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago from Venezuela. Riley's body was found in a forested area after she went missing in late February, and investigators have said that the killing was a crime of opportunity.
And Wall Street closing with mixed results. The Dow Jones Industrial gained 171 points to 39.55. S&P 500 less than a point down to 51.87, and the NASDAQ dropped 29 to 16.302. Recapping our top three stories, the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin confirming today that they've paused a large shipment of weapons for Israel on concerns over the large-scale military offensive in Rafah. Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. Last month, he held a news conference with Donald Trump to tout this bill. And Georgia's appeals court will consider Trump's appeal of a decision to not remove DA Fani Willis from his election interference case. Sports headlines, entertainment, health, business, and science still to come.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. The Biden administration has paused a weapons shipment to Israel. It's over concerns about civilian casualties as Israeli forces prepare for an invasion of the southern Gazan city of Rafah.
Israeli military has ordered more than 110,000 civilians to evacuate Rafah and is targeting border areas. There are ongoing negotiations in Cairo between Hamas, Israel, the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar on a possible hostage release and ceasefire.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. D.C. police clearing a pro-Palestinian protest encampment at George Washington University today. Some lawmakers, though, taking issue with police tactics. Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib claiming officers were violent with demonstrators.
It's outrageous that police are now entering college campuses across our nation with their guns drawn.
33 people were arrested at George Washington University. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Reporting results after the Wall Street close, Robinhood posted record first quarter results that also happened to exceed analysts' expectations. The retail brokerage's revenue topped $600 million for the first time. In response to that news, Robinhood shares are rallying 5% in extended trading. Toyota Motor early today reported solid results for its fiscal fourth quarter, with revenue up 14% from the year-ago period thanks to strong sales growth in both North America and Europe. However, the Japanese automakers projected a drop in profit for the new fiscal year, due in part to higher costs. Toyota's U.S. shares were fractionally higher today. While there was some weakness in the technology sector, the Dow Jones Industrial Average notched a gain of 172 points today, extending that blue-chip index's win streak to six sessions, the Dow's longest streak of daily gains this year. The S&P 500, though, ended flat, and the NASDAQ Composite eased 30. That's Your Money Now.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again, at work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text ROCK to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text ROCK to 42424. That's ROCK to 42424.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app today. Please gamble responsibly. On Tuesday, the Rangers had their 31st comeback victory of the season when Vincent Trocheck scored the game-winning goal in double overtime to give the Blue Shirts a 2-0 second-round series lead over the Hurricanes. We also saw Dallas cough up a 3-0 game-one lead to the Avalanche, who had Miles Wood net the game-winner in overtime. It was another crazy night of pucks, and as always, Stanley Cup playoff hockey showed why there's nothing like it. I'm Zach Gelb.
Hey, baseball fans, go yard with BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. All season long, we're offering top odds on your favorite home run bets, shared 50K Grand Slam jackpots, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Whether you want to combine multiple bets for the chance at a bigger payout or place a live bet as the game unfolds, BetMGM has all the home run betting options you could need. Download the BetMGM app, head to the ballpark, and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Hello again, everybody. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer. Summer is almost here, and that means a lot of us will experience air conditioning issues. If you happen to need a new comfort system, we'd like to announce the very best opportunity that we've ever been able to offer to our customers. For a limited time, every system we sell qualifies for an instant rebate. Our high-efficiency systems qualify for instant rebates up to $4,000, and with tax incentives available, your savings could amount to as much as $6,000. This is without a doubt the best opportunity we've ever been able to offer. So give me a call to learn more or visit our website at climatechproair.com.
Climatech. Heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
Veris Health Partners knows there are plenty of options when it comes to insurance. Owners Pam and Keith Giles will help guide you to choose the best plans for you and your family. As a veteran-owned independent health and life agency in Pensacola, their clients range from moms and dads on Medicare to individuals, families, business owners, and veterans who are looking for answers. They are researchers, educators, and advocates who take pride in guiding clients to become smart healthcare shoppers. Contact them at verishp.com. Veris Health Partners.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Gracious bumper song there. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 4:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. Why not, right? I mean, makes sense to me. That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Again, that's 477-8782 there. Looking at the traffic here, let's see. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road or southbound, coming from 9 Mile and trying to get on the I-10. Still going to give you some problems, but nothing out of the ordinary there. Same could be said with Palafox Street, the intersection with Burgess Road in particular. If you're traveling either north or southbound in that vicinity, we've got some problems going on there. Mobile Highway giving us some trouble in a couple of spots. If you're traveling northbound towards where West Michigan Avenue turns into Softly Field Road, still got some backups there, though they do appear to have lessened some. However, as you continue northbound and approach the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway, we got some backups developing in that area as well. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Wind Haven Beach, and Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
The weather overnight quite warm with lows in the 70s. Dry tonight, but we've got a 20% chance that a shower may pop up Thursday. Sun and clouds Thursday and quite warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Now, there's a pretty good chance for some thunderstorms to move through overnight Thursday into Friday morning. So look for that. And then following a front, we'll have some cooler, drier air for a beautiful weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 439. Here at News Radio Pensacola. Just before we get into our sports headlines today, Austin, this just happening moments ago on the House floor.
Really?
The form of the resolution is as follows. Declaring the office of Speaker of the House Representatives to be vacant. This is the uniparty for the American people watching.
The gentlelady will suspend.
Yeah, so that, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene. She met a couple of times with the House Speaker yesterday and today. And it was yesterday, right, where she said, hey, I will hold off my motion provided this happens.
Yes.
And apparently
it didn't.
24, or she just said, you know what, I'm just going to do it anyway. I don't know. But
I hate him that much. Well, yeah, I mean, so, and the booze,
yeah, you know, look,
no surprise.
It's a headline, so it's stuff to talk about, but it's not going anywhere, of course, as we've already well established with not nearly the support of Republicans this time around, and Democrats have said they're shooting it down as well. So Hopefully it's just one time and then everybody moves on and she doesn't keep calling it back, because that would not go over well.
Yeah.
All right, sports headlines. What's happening today?
Well, we got NBA playoffs. Just one game tonight. Typically, we have doubleheaders. Unfortunately, that's not the case here. Pacers at Knicks at 7 o'clock on TNT. We discussed yesterday how the Knicks have been playing some must-see basketball, and three of their last four games have been decided by 5 points or less. The only exception went to OT, and it was decided by six.
So. Yeah, and Jalen Brunson, the Knicks star, he's on a hot streak right now. Is it like five or six games in a row where he scored at least 40 points in the playoffs? So
yeah, no, he's a stud. Speaking of studs, this season's regular season MVP will be announced tonight at 6:30 p.m. Central. Finalists are Dallas's Luka Doncic, OKC's Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Denver's Nikola Jokic. Three very deserving candidates there, so we'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
NHL playoffs, ESPN doubleheader, Bruins at Panthers at 6:30, followed by Oilers at Canucks at 9. Some quick MLB action, D-backs at Reds on FS1 at 5:40, so just about an hour. Both of those teams are several games in the red, so I don't know how big of must-watch television that is. Locally, Braves and Red Sox at 6:20, Rays and White Sox at 5:50, and the Marlins fell to the Dodgers 3-1.
Dodgers are on a roll right now.
And the Marlins are not.
Yeah, they swept the Braves 3-0, and then I'm assuming that they won yesterday against the Marlins. I'm not sure. I assume so. Yeah. But it was funny, you know, if you ever watch MLB Network, right, they'll have you know, they do like the whip around to different games or whatever, and they have the the perfect game watch, right?
Yeah.
If a pitcher has got or like no hitter watch or whatever, and they'll, you know, it's like the seventh inning or the eighth inning, they'll say, okay, we've got a no hitter watch, we'll go out there live. Well, the Marlins are so bad that at the start of Dodgers-Marlins game yesterday, they had Yamamoto, the new pitcher for the Dodgers, on the mound, and he's been very good the last few starts. He walks to the mound for the first pitch, and they're like, all right, we've got a no-hitter watch. And then the Marlins guy homers on the first pitch.
Oh, well, good for them. The Marlins did lose 8-2, but
okay.
Nonetheless, that's
cool.
Yeah,
but that was funny. But yeah, the Marlins are, I don't know what they're doing. They traded away their Luis Arias a few days ago, of course, a former Wahoo, two-time batting champ, and it seems like they've gone into rebuild mode here where they're just tearing it down to the studs and for like the 18th time.
Yeah. Well, and before we get to health, business, and science, just wanted to say this is why you were into Downey Dumps earlier. Champions League semis, Real Madrid. Came back from down 1-0 late to beat Bayern Munich 2-1 to advance to the Champions League final against Borussia Dortmund.
That was hard to watch.
Yeah, it was hard for me to listen to when you cheered when Munich did score late in the game. Oh, and also the 2024 schedule release is set for May 15th in the NFL.
Excited. Very excited
Woo!
For that.
Yeah.
Very excited for the release of the NFL schedule. Health, business, and science notes today. People grieving the loss of a loved one are increasingly turning to AI to assist in the grieving process. Snapchat Replica, 11 Labs, Hereafter, are just some of the companies that allow users to create avatars of deceased loved ones. Generative AI tools, which use algorithms to create new text, video, audio, and code, can try to answer questions the way someone who died might have. However, the accuracy depends on what information is put into the AI to start with. Your thoughts on AI loved ones after they've died, you still having kind of, in a way, access to their thoughts and ideas posthumously?
It's a bit like technological taxidermy, if you ask me.
Yes,
but
that's a great definition.
But I think it's, you know, I feel sorry for people in that situation because it is just a grieving process and you have to learn to cope. And
you
it's
know,
a learning
I guess,
process.
I guess, you know, one thing that I just absolutely love about technology today is just the access that you have and the ability you have to just unlimited videos of people that you love. And I guess, for me, you know, I would prefer to, when I am grieving loved ones, to have photos and pictures of when they were alive or videos of their alive to go back and remember them, not necessarily have an AI-generated thing tell me what they may have said. I don't know, but, you know, we'll see.
No, it won't beat the real thing, but I guess it is better than nothing. 4:45 here. We'll get right back to health, business, and science notes after a very quick check of the roads and weather. Mobile Highway going to be giving you some issues if you're traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Speaking of Blue Angel, if you're traveling northbound towards Softly Field Road, we've got some problems in that area also. A little bit on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Detroit Boulevard, and also Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile could be looking better. And same could be said with the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Outside of that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing Windhaven Beach. We typically have issues there, but there is now an accident report in that area, which I'm sure is not helping in the slightest. And then Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton.
Very warm weather continues overnight with lows just in the 70s. We're going to have a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday with just a small 20% chance that a shower does pop up. Highs are going to be way up into the 80s, mid to upper 80s for the area. All right, now heading into Thursday night and Friday morning, we've got a chance for some showers and thunderstorms to move through. Some of those may be on the strong side, and it looks like most of that is probably going to happen before sunrise Friday morning. Some lingering showers still possible to the first part of Friday morning. And then cooler, drier air moves in. Beautiful weather for the weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strom with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Continuing on here with our health, business, and science notes today. Many Gen Zers are starting out their professional lives with more credit card debt than previous generations, which can certainly have long-term financial implications.
Young people's rising debt is a result of surging food prices and shelter costs, coupled with a large percentage of Gen Z who graduated with student loans. The average credit card balance for 22 to 24-year-olds was $2,800 in the last quarter of 2023. This is according to data from credit reporting agency TransUnion. Statistically, high debt early in one's life can lead to delayed life milestones, including homeownership and marriage. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
Yeah, let me play that. I want to play that back, just the first part here.
Young people's rising debt is a result of surging food prices and shelter costs.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
It's
well,
not.
Well, that's the thing. What does she say? Like, does she say like shelter costs, like where you live? Is that what she
right.
said?
Right. Yeah. But no. Rising food prices is not the
that's pretty minor.
The debt is not the rise. It's not because of rising food prices. It's because this current generation and the younger ones are not being taught financial literacy.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some validity there. There's always
because,
been a take of like
no, and frankly, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to blame the school system or whatever, but I just know that when I was growing up through high school, and you know, you've got, of course, we have Dave Ramsey that is on our airways at 7 o'clock after we're done. But no, I rising food. No. Spare me that crap.
Yeah, no, that
it's because
it's minor. For
it's
sure.
Because no. They graduate high school. They're on a college campus, and then some guy or girl is standing under a tent at college saying, "Hey, for a free T-shirt, if you sign up for a credit card," and then. That's, you know, and then people get credit cards and then they're like, oh, hey, I've got a $6,000-$7,000 limit. And that means that I can go spend $6,000 or $7,000.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no proper financial literacy being taught. And you know, that includes at home as well, generally.
No,
so,
I mean,
rising food costs. Get out of here.
There's definitely validity to that. Just a couple of quick pop culture notes here. Taylor Swift's famous feud with music mogul Scooter Braun will be getting its very own docuseries. Discovery Plus announced Tuesday that its series Versus will take a deep dive into the infamous battle, titled Taylor Swift vs. Scooter Braun Bad Blood. The 2-hour-long episodes will explore how he acquired the rights to the singer's first 6 albums in 2019 to Swift's Taylor's Version re-recording projects. It premieres in June on Discovery Plus in the UK and Max Worldwide. Mm.
A day after a security guard was shot outside Drake's home, Toronto police say a person tried breaking into Drake's home. Mm. That individual was quickly apprehended and detained by police under mental health issues. The security guard who was shot remains hospitalized in critical condition, and the suspect remains at large.
Yeah, that's no good. Greece actress Susan Buckner is dead at 72. She played Olivia Newton-John's cheerleader friend, Patty Simcox, in the 1978 movie. TMZ says that her rep announced the news, saying she died peacefully. Buckner also acted in other movies and TV shows, including The Love Boat, Starsky and Hutch, and more.
Ooh, Ooh, just seeing this. This is fun. just getting a news release from the Sanger Theater that Straight No Chaser, the acapella group. Yeah, they're coming.
We've got a lot of their music on this music bank here.
Yes, let me look and see here, read this here. Tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. Actually, it's 10:30, allowing me to 30 minutes to go buy the tickets first. So keep that in mind. Let's see. When is the Sanger show?
I'm not sure. I'm looking to see if I can find a non-Christmas Straight No Chaser song that we have.
No, November 10th. That's the day.
Mm.
So
okay.
Pre-Thanksgiving, you know, 2 weeks, because of course we've discussed this. I am a very staunch no Christmas music before Thanksgiving. However,
yes. I might have to make an exception.
I might have to make an exception for Straight No Chaser. So right. That's cool. All right, 4:51. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories, good news, and recapping our top stories coming up next.
Hi, I'm Henry Winkler. My eyes are very important to me. My eyes connect me with everything I love. I loved my late father-in-law dearly. He always lit up a room, but his vision dimmed with age. He had age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. And since partnering with Apellis, I've learned there's an advanced form of dry AMD called geographic atrophy, or GA. His struggle with vision loss made me want to help others know about GA's warning signs. For some, colors appear dull or washed out. For others, hazy or blurred vision make it hard to see details, like fine print on price tags. Many have trouble seeing in the dark, making driving at night difficult. GA gets worse over time and cannot be reversed. If you think you have GA, don't wait. Treatments are available. Ask a retina specialist about FDA-approved treatments for GA and go to GAWon'tWait.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy the past few years. How to know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 and hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Levin Rinke Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm feeling like summer-ish.
That is exactly what I thought of when I picked that song.
Got about 8 degrees still to go there.
Yeah. Well, and I did look just to see what Straight No Chaser songs we had. We have 18 in our song bank. Not a single one is not Christmas related.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's if you want to hear You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, we got it holstered if you want it.
Yeah. No, I'm excited. That's cool. I'll have to check out ticket prices to see what they – because, you know – down in Mississippi I think it's next month, Nate Bargatze is going to be performing. So I was going to take my wife to go see him. Straight No Chaser in November. We're moving to a new house next month. So like all my fun money is just going to disappear for the next year or 10. So
I know you said you were looking for a house, you and your wife were. So you found one.
Yes. Yes.
That's awesome. Yeah. All right. Congratulations. Yeah,
thank you.
Just about 4:55 here. One last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Mobile Highway traveling northbound towards Blue Angel Parkway. Still got some backups over there. Same with Pine Forest Road traveling both northbound towards 9 Mile and southbound coming from 9 Mile. Highway 297A traveling northbound towards where it splits to form South Highway 97. Got some backups in that area as we've had as of recent. Pensacola Boulevard traveling northbound towards West Detroit still has some minor issues, but nothing too severe. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway traveling towards Fairfield Drive. It seems like we do have an accident report here at the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Sorrento Road, not seeming to cause a ton of congestion, but nonetheless be on the lookout for it. Then it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. We had another accident report over there. And Caroline Street if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River.
The weather overnight quite warm with lows in the 70s. Dry tonight, but we've got a 20% chance that a shower may pop up Thursday. Sun and clouds Thursday and quite warm with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Now, there's a pretty good chance for some thunderstorms to move through overnight Thursday into Friday morning. So look for that. And then following a front, we'll have some cooler, drier air for a beautiful weekend. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
A 456 year top three stories. The U.S. hitting pause on a large shipment of weapons for Israel over concerns over their large-scale offensive in Rafah. That confirmed today by Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, believed to be the first time the U.S. has halted an arms shipment to Israel since the war with Hamas started. Republicans also pushing a bill to require proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. House Speaker Mike Johnson touting the SAVE Act. And speaking of the House Speaker, a new one in her top three stories today is Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has gone ahead with the forced vote to remove the House Speaker. Earlier today, she said that she would give Johnson time to demonstrate his commitment to conservative priorities. And that amount of time was about an hour and a half. So she was booed on the floor when she introduced the motion there. So, of course, we'll keep tabs on that. Looking at some wackier stories, if you're buying this, you officially have too much money or you're just really bad at budgeting. The fruit company Del Monte is selling Ruby Glow pineapples for $400 each.
Oh, come on.
There's only 5,000 available this year, so I guess it's a scarcity thing. But even the company says the taste is similar to normal ones. The only difference is they're slightly red on the outside. $400 pineapple, yes or no?
No. I'm not too much of a pineapple guy anyway, so I wouldn't pay $5 for a regular one.
I love pineapple, but no.
I'll eat it when it's, you know, maybe a part of something else. But slightly red on the inside, tastes like the normal
ones. Just not on pizza, folks.
Honestly, that is one of the rare occasions
sure.
in which
I
will eat it.
I know. Yeah, whatever. You're weird.
I've battled the trends. Yeah, look at me. Yeah. If you want to go to... if you want to go to Hale in a hurry, here's a formula. A 33-year-old guy in Miami. That's what
jail.
It says.
Jail. I thought you were about to say hell.
So. Well, that's the thing. I'm like, was that supposed to be a pun? Because I'm like, what does that mean?
Let's go with jail on that one.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was a country accent or what. Hale right. in a hurry. Here's a formula. A 33-year-old guy in Miami got arrested last week after etching his full name into the hood of a police car. He keyed the hood on the driver's side while no one was inside, and it said, "The name is Enderlin Leonce." A cop punched the name into their system and saw that he lived nearby, so they went to his house, and he freely admitted that he did it. He said he wanted to go to jail or be sent back to Haiti. He's apparently from there. They took him to jail, so mission accomplished. He's facing charges for criminal mischief. I would say that is very mischievous of him, yes.
Yeah. Finally, some good news. Two high schoolers near Detroit were honored after saving a teacher's life in March. Gym teacher Alfred Catola had a heart attack during a student-teacher basketball game. Two juniors named Israel DeBose and Corey Coleman did CPR, brought him back. They did chest compressions, and they knew how to use the AED machine because they learned it in school. Both are planning to pursue careers in medicine, and Alfred says he's launching a GoFundMe to help cover their tuition.
Well, yeah, that's very awesome. I mean, I was about to say, you just now said they're pursuing medicine. I was about to say, they learned this in school. I'm glad they were paying attention because I certainly
Absolutely.
Wasn't. But yeah, no, nonetheless, great for them.
All right, that'll put a bow on hour number one. Channel 3 News at 5 is coming up next. We're back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of everything happening in your world today on Pensacola right now.